Before we go, we want to take a moment to remember a poet. Kofi Awanor was from Ghana. He was 78 years old and was one of those killed on Saturday in that terrorist attack at Nairobi's Westgate Mall. Awanor was in Nairobi taking part in a four-day writing and storytelling festival, Story Moja Hai. He was supposed to speak on Saturday evening. That didn't happen. Instead, a tribute will be held in his honor tonight. One of Kofi Awanor's most famous poems was The Cathedral. It goes like this. On this dirty patch a tree once stood, shedding incense on the infant corn, its bough stretched across a heaven brightened by the last fires of a tribe. They brought surveyors and builders who cut that tree, planting in its place a huge senseless cathedral of doom. Kofi Awanor studied literature at the University of London. He also spent time in the early 1970s teaching at universities here in the U.S. In 1975, Awanor moved back to Ghana and became head of the English department at the University of Cape Coast. Awanor served as Ghana's ambassador to the United Nations in the 1990s, so it's a sad irony that Awanor was killed just as leaders and ambassadors from around the globe gather for the UN's General Assembly in New York this week. One final and personal note about ambassador and poet Kofi Awanor. He was an Ewe, one of the ethnic groups in Ghana. And among the Ewe, funerals are important rituals. This is a dirge performed at Ewe funerals, recorded in 1969. We'll be back tomorrow with more coverage of the terrorist attack in Kenya and its aftermath. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman.
Kuchame.